your host, GMC.
Good evening, morning, afternoon, whatever. This is Def Random on Signal Hackerspace Radio. The time is 2200 CEST on April 12th, 2012. And I'm your host, GMC. And with me, unexpected guest, Oki.
Hello, folks.
You're back.
Was I gone?
I missed you for a while there.
Oh, yeah, I was doing other things.
So, what are we going to do? Spring is in the, or rather was in the air. So it's time to look ahead to the upcoming and busy schedule of HackerCons and camps. But first, as always, unobjective and randomly and never current, the news. This month, DARPA, the US Army Research Agency, awarded the Hackerspace space program with a grant to set up the cooperative and global efforts concentrating on subjects such as space prospecting and mining, space power stations, and space manufacturing. At the same time, Mitch Altman announced he will not be participating in the yearly Maker Faires this year because they also received funding from DARPA. Last year, DARPA went out to hackerspaces in the US to audit these meeting places for curious, critical, and creative thinkers. All this has, of course, sparked a significant amount of discussion and the necessary flame wars. Last week, Jack Tramiel passed away. He was the founder of Commodore, the company producing the popular home computers such as the Commodore 64 and the Commodore Amiga in the 80s. Later, his company Tramiel Technology bought Atari. Tramiel lived to become 84 years of age, if my calculations are correct. And the latest news on the Raspberry Pi, the low-cost embedded computing platform featuring a nice array of input and output connections, is that everyone is still waiting for their board to arrive.
Yeah, they have a soldering problem, I heard.
Do they?
Yeah.
They can't find the Chinese.
They did something wrong with the chip.
Ouch.
Oops. But yesterday somebody, Fubar, brought in a better toy.
A better toy?
Yeah, it's a black box something.
Ooh, a black box.
Yeah.
Well, let's throw in some music and then we will look ahead at the upcoming hacker camps and cons this year. We'll be right back. Nice and blippy and glitchy, just like chiptunes are supposed to be. That was Jellica with CCCNNNP. That's a lot of consonants. So, lots of conferences and camps coming up this summer. It's hard to make a choice. Actually, it already started. Currently in Paris, we have Hackito Ergo Sum, which is a nice sort of hackerspace festival in one of the hackerspaces over there. Tomorrow is Eindbaas 9, the chiptune party. Also, there will be a Blipfest festival in May 25th, 27th in New York, which is like the place to be if you like chiptunes. But slightly before that, we have Hack in the Box on May 21st to 25th in Amsterdam. We will hear all about that later. Also in the show is going to be Hexo Green. This is a nice, small, cozy camp in Luxembourg in the mountains. It's I've been there 2 years ago and it's really great. This is July 26th to 29th. And we also have someone who can tell us more about it later. Then again, there's Hope, the Hackers on Planet Earth, July 13th to 15th, also in New York City. Which is immediately followed by Black Hat USA and DEFCON 20. And if that's not enough for you, you can head over to the UK, because they are also going to have a hacker camp. It's the EMF camp, Electromechanical Field. It's a 3-day camping festival for people with an inquisitive mind and an interest in science, engineering, DIY, technology, arts or crafts. It will be a cross between a tech conference and a music festival, with talks and workshops on a wide range of subjects. A great opportunity to meet like-minded people, to learn, to teach, to play, and have a drink with a stranger. A festival for anyone interested in 3D printing, DIY bio, knitting, electronics, internet culture, space, lockpicking, homebrewing robots, UAVs, mind hacking, radio, or pretty much anything else you can think of. That's a lot. In a field. The festival will be on the 31st of August till the 2nd of September 2012, just outside Milton Keynes, if that means anything to you, with a capacity for up to 500 people. And they will also have a radio station, so be prepared for some live broadcasts on Signal. If you want to know more about that, you can go to emfcamp.org. Well, and then you can, I think, head back either to the US for Tor Camp, which is August 8th till 12th, TorCon in October 17th till 21st. Somewhere in between is probably end of July, beginning of August, the ETH Zero Summer Edition 2012. They are still looking for some people to help out, to be crew. If you are interested in that, you can email to bestuur@eth0.nl. You can leave out the dash these days. And there's Broekon, September 24th, 27th. It used to be in Brussels, but this time it's in Ghent, actually, in Belgium. They started selling Broekon tickets today. Broekon.
Yeah, it used to be.
So, yeah, Brew was Brussels, so Brussels,
or
they should
or
make it
the other version.
Gaycom, wait.
Now it should be like.
Yeah, so that's brewcom.org. And, well, there's a lot of stuff coming up in Germany, of course. ICMP is still not in the air, I think.
I cannot say anything about this.
You cannot say anything about it. And something else you cannot say something about is the CCC Congress, so we will not go in there.
It will be in December, that's for sure.
That's for sure, but where?
I'm not saying.
And there is, in September, we have 7 till 9. There's a lot of going. I don't know what to choose.
You're forgetting like the SIGINT.
The SIGINT, yeah, that's in May
before,
as well.
That's before. That's 18 and 20 May is SIGINT. And after that, you can go to Hack in the Box. Or you go to Hack in the Box, Krasnopolsky.
In Amsterdam. But that's, yeah, that's also moved. It's, yeah.
They move everything.
Oh, wow. You have a nice spring sound there.
Sorry.
and in September, 7 till 9, is MRMCD with a theme.
With the Pornophonique.
Pornophonique. And the theme is Cyberwar and Other Myths, right?
Yeah.
And also somewhere in there is the Goulash Programming Night in Karlsruhe. But do we know when that is?
Yeah, it's in June, and it's Thursday, 7 until 10, whatever, in Germany. And
7 till 10,
I
whatever.
I promised them to go there, so I probably have to go there, because now they gave me a poster to put on my fridge. So
on your fridge.
It's very big, and the poster is even bigger.
Wow. The poster is bigger than your fridge. That's a sign there on...
But they have this very lovely design, so I have to go there because I want to have the t-shirt.
But in the middle of all this is Hope that's coming up. Hope number 9, actually. And with me on the phone is Emmanuel Goldstein of 2600. Hi.
How you doing? Wow, I can't believe how many things are going on this year. How do we have time to do anything except go to conferences and camps now?
It's crazy. I can't even. There's things going on at the same time as well. That's impossible to follow.
Yeah, you can't be two places at once, but you can try. There's just so much going on in the hacker world. It's out of control. And yeah, this is our 9th conference coming up. I can't believe we've done 9 of them. Our first one was in 1994, and we do it every 2 years in the middle of New York City, and it's a load of fun. And this year, I think we're getting so many good talks and just a lot of anticipation and excitement.
Wow, and it's at the Penn Hotel. I saw. I mean, I remember it was supposed to be demolished for some underground mall thing or something, or a subway station.
Yeah, this is just typical of the things that happen to us. But basically, we picked the one hotel in New York City that was not only an historic landmark, but for some reason was targeted for demolition because they wanted to rebuild in the wake of 9/11 and make these huge office towers and make things very pleasant for businessmen, but not so much for world travelers. So we basically were involved in this fight to save the hotel, which was basically the only place we could afford to have the conference in, because, well, New York City can be very expensive. However, we've managed to hack it so it's very cheap for people that travel from around the world. And that's why we have a conference that's only $100 to attend, and a hotel that's actually affordable to stay in. But we basically had to fight to make sure the place was still around and was not replaced by an office tower. We lost that fight, and the plan was, after the last conference, that the hotel would soon be demolished and replaced with something really ugly. Since then, though, we've heard that the company that owns the hotel has had a change of heart, and now they're sort of seeing things the way we saw them, that, like, well, you know, it doesn't make sense to build an office tower in a recession, and the hotel is making a lot of money. It's always full of people. It's one of the biggest hotels in the world.
Yeah, it's got like...
Maybe we'll just renovate it instead.
It's got like 2,200 rooms, right?
It's insane. There are hidden floors. It's a hacker's dream because there are all kinds of levels that don't really exist, but they do if you go to the right elevator or go up a certain staircase. And it's amazing. There's all kinds of hidden secrets there. And now it seems to be safe, at least for the moment. Basically, there's a different way of thinking now where they're going to preserve the hotel and renovate it. So things are looking good. Definitely, it's going to be around for this conference. They promise they won't tear it down before July, and our fingers are crossed for future ones.
Wow! Yeah, we were kind of lucky actually with the recession. It's saving a lot of old and beautiful buildings, I think, because all the project developers, they have other concerns now. But that's kind of a digression. Let's go back to the Hope Conference. I mean, it's part of the 2600. If I may say, Imperium. Which is, maybe you can explain a bit. It's a magazine to start with?
Yeah, well, 2600 has been publishing since 1984, appropriately enough.
Yeah.
We just started coming out with a hacker magazine, or actually it was a newsletter back then, to basically introduce people who didn't have access to BBSs to the wonders of computers and phone phreaking and things like that. And it just really grew over the years, so that now we're a quarterly publication that is actually found on newsstands and in bookstores. And basically, we've never run out of things to talk about. There's always something in the hacker world that's interesting, that's worth sharing, that the headlines are always focused on hackers. I mean, you'll notice today, it's all about WikiLeaks and Anonymous and revolutions around the world, and hackers seem to always be in the middle of it all. In 1984, it was the same thing. It was a different scenario, but hackers were in the headlines then as well. People are always fascinated by this. And I don't think that's ever going to change. So we've never lost relevance as far as figuring out what to talk about. Now, what's interesting, we've also been riding a wave of the publishing industry, in case you might have heard that books are kind of falling out of fashion,
mm-hmm.
and bookstores are going out of business, and there's bonfires of books in the middle of town square some places. Books just aren't popular anymore. So as publishers, that kind of worried us. But what we did was we decided, okay, you know what, we're going to go electronic, but we're going to do it right. We're going to go non-DRM. We're going to make it affordable. We're not going to put all these restrictions in place, and we're going to try and reach as many people as possible. And it's been a tremendous success. Where all our publishers are falling apart, we're actually building and growing. And it's just great to see that. It proves that, you know, if you provide something to people that they want and you make it a reasonable price and you don't impose copyright restrictions on everything, that people will support that. And I hope that our friends in the music industry learn something from this. If you just provide something that people want and you make it accessible, they will support you.
Yeah, and it's so cool that 2600 magazine is still around. I mean, we had Hectic over here in the Netherlands, of course, which you probably also know still from the 80s. But that's not around anymore, unfortunately. It was also a great magazine.
I have every copy of Hectic in my library.
Wow.
And it was a very sad day when Rap decided not to publish anymore. There's something special about a paper magazine. I always have a soft spot for that. I think there should be thousands of hacker magazines. There should be all kinds of journals highlighting what we do, not just security, because, you know, security is great, but it's kind of boring. It's kind of just like corporate. The real interesting things are when people get their hands dirty, when people are waste an entire night just trying to figure out how to make a line of code do something, or they experiment with some technology that they're told they're not supposed to touch. That's what hacking's all about. It's not following the rules. It's making the rules. It's making something new and spreading information and pissing off the right people.
And being creative as well. And this sort of ties in as well to some of the recent, I don't know if these are changes to Hope or new areas of interest. Because there's also going to be like a hacker space sort of village thing there, I believe.
Oh, yeah, we've had that. I think this is the third conference we've done that. We basically have a huge space downstairs in the hotel where we basically build an indoor hackerspace village. And hackerspaces from all over the world come. They claim space. They build projects. They show people what it is they're up to. And the amazing thing about New York is that people literally can just come in off the street. They're right there on 7th Avenue across the street from Penn Station. So you get all kinds of people that just stumble upon what we're doing and say, wow, that's interesting. You know, show me something about what it is that you're involved in. And it's a great way for hackerspaces to reach out to literally the general public and all kinds of other activities, too. We've got Segway rides that go on throughout the entire space. And we have lockpicking villages and vendors of all sorts.
Wow, that's quite kind of cool. But I mean, walking in from the street, you need a badge, right, to get in. I mean, that's something of a special thing always with Hope, the Hope badge.
We do prefer that people have a badge when they come in, obviously. But this year, every year we try to make it different. We don't like to have a conference where we just put a number on the end of the conference. So in other words, we're not Hope 9, we're Hope number 9. What that is a flip side of Hope number 6. So we basically just turned the 6 upside down and made it Hope number 9. After Hope number 6, we thought the hotel was going to be torn down, so we called it the Last Hope. But then it wasn't torn down, so we called the next one the Next Hope. And now we're at Hope number... It gets very confusing after a while. But every conference has a different name, has a different theme. And Hope, of course, stands for Hackers on Planet Earth. So it's an acronym and all kinds of fun things going on as well. We don't know what we're going to call the next one yet, but it'll be something different, for sure. And the badges are always very different, too. We don't just have the same thing time after time. We always come up with a different idea, a different concept, and this one is definitely no exception.
Can you already give a hint of what it will be, or is it a secret?
No, I'm forbidden from talking about that, actually, but I can say that it will be something that you'll want to hold on to.
Cool. Hey, and something about, there's going to be a lot of lectures, presentations. Are there any that you can reveal already and that particularly fancy your interests?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we're starting to announce talks early this year. We've gotten well over 100 submissions so far. and we're still going through those. And if there's time to submit more, and if anyone out there is interested in submitting a talk proposal or a panel or anything like that, the email address is speakers@hope.net. And we're basically we consider every talk. If you're 10 years old, or if you're the head of a company, or if you're the head of a government, we're going to give it all the same scrutiny, and we're trying to make it as mixed up and as varied as possible. And yeah, we've got all kinds of really cool talks so far. We've got a lot of people from the Electronic Frontier Foundation have submitted talks. They're going to be talking about everything from the latest war on anonymity, such as Google+, forbidding people from using pseudonyms. There's a whole talk on that, and the various fights that people have been engaged in. There's a talk from EFF's web developer, Privacy Tricks for Activist Web Developers, how to protect your data from the cops. Jason Scott's going to be there with his whole digital history presentation, which is different every single time he gives it, because there's always something new going on. We've got an amazing talk called Explosive Steganography, which I think it's better left to just experience that, what that's all about. There are talks on cell site location data. Here's an interesting one. There's a whole panel discussion on autism. Now, there's a lot of people in the hacker community have Asperger's or some form of autism, and this is a subject that I think we really need to focus on. There's a lot of attention being devoted to it recently, and a lot that we can learn from this, and just having this kind of a panel discussion. People might realize that they have symptoms themselves, and maybe this is not something that you should feel bad about. Maybe this is something that you can actually figure out how to use to your advantage. But it's definitely something that that affects the community quite a bit.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got a talk from Travis Goodspeed. Travis Goodspeed is giving a talk on exploiting Zigbee and the Internet of Things. There's just all kinds of really, really cool talks coming through. We have new ones being announced every day, and if you just go to www.hope.net, you'll see these.
And that's also where people who want to visit can find information on how to get a ticket, how to get there, when all the details.
It should all be there. I don't think we've forgotten anything. It's all on that website someplace. But I do want to say one thing, since I'm speaking to a European audience here. You know, I always hear the same excuse from people traveling from especially in Europe, that they are afraid to come to the United States, or afraid of Homeland Security and being questioned at the border. And I got to say, you know, as somebody who gets harassed every single time he travels by my own government, it is a pain. It's a royal pain. But this is so worth it, because you're breaking through that system. It's basically a hack in itself. You're breaking through that system. You're getting into an amazing city. You're getting into an amazing conference, and you will have stories to tell. You will have friends to tell your stories to, and it's worth any hassle. So if you're afraid of being photographed or fingerprinted, just consider it part of the adventure, because we all have to go through this, and it's
Sorry to interrupt you here, but it's actually not that bad if you're not American. I mean, you know, I've been over in 2010 or something, and I was also really scared. Like, it was my first time going to the U.S., and well, they're going to run all kinds of checks on me. But for me, it was really easy to get in, and nothing compared to like the hassle you and people like, well, Jacob Applebaum or other American people that I know that are less in front of the news in the picture get. So that's really strange. It seems that they want to keep out like the terrorists or whatever, but all they do is go after the U.S. citizens. It's really crazy.
Yeah, and it is a chilling effect when you think about how bad it might be. But like you said, you had no trouble going through, and most times that's exactly the case. And if you do have trouble, you have a lot of friends waiting for you in New York City that will help you in case there are any problems. But I really don't think that people have to worry about that kind of a thing. It's insane security that they impose in our country sometimes. There are all kinds of insane restrictions in other countries as well, but it doesn't stop me from going there. I mean, I've been to North Korea, I've been to Cuba, so I know a thing or two about going through restrictions and being a little scared. But sometimes it's worth it just to experience the event in the end.
Absolutely. And to people who are afraid, I would say just go. I mean, I did it, and if I can do it, certainly you can do it as well. I could talk for hours with you, I think. It's always nice talking to you, but sadly, we only have an hour, so we have to move on. Just one more time, the URL for people wanting to go to Hope Number 9.
Just visit www.hope.net, and all the information should be there. And great talking to you as always. And we have to go back and organize the conference now.
Have fun and good luck with all that. And I have a song for you, which is actually called "Telephone Wires" by Intelligence. Take care.
Take care.
Of course, all Creative Commons all the time, available on the interwebs. I don't know where I got this from, probably the freemusicarchive.org. And it goes on with a bit of a hum. Meanwhile, apparently we have a prize contest.
Do we?
Yeah, you just mentioned this.
I didn't know, but
you have been reading the script, so you can win a very exclusive
hard t-shirt. A hard t-shirt. Very, very, very hard to get a new one.
And it's an extra large or a large?
I don't know.
A boat?
I can't even, we can even have from a girly XL, I think.
But how can you win this t-shirt?
You have to make a simple... You have to make a simple question, and the answer is 42.
Okay, well, that's clear. And you can pick it up at Hack in the Box, because that's coming up May 21st till 25th in Amsterdam in the Okura Hotel. Right, Fish?
Yes, totally right.
Hey,
how are you doing, guys?
We're doing fine. I hope you're doing as well. I mean, you've probably been quite busy preparing for all this because, I can say that you're like the driving force of the Netherlands team here for Hack in the Box, right?
Yeah, you can say that. Don't do it alone. We got a lot of volunteers, and of course, we got the crew from Kuala Lumpur.
So. Oh, yeah. And actually, he's at the Hakuto Ego Zoom at the moment, right, Dylan?
Yeah.
Like the...
Dylan's staying over there. And, Hakuto Ego Zoom has a lot of Hack in the Box friends, too. So it's a closed world, actually.
Cool. Yeah, it's a small world. But there's a lot going on at Hack in the Box this time. Well, first of all, it's going to be in another hotel because, we've basically... used up the what's it called again? Well, we won't even mention it anymore.
We pwned the Krasnopolsky, and the main reason why we went away is we wanted to have a more high quality hotel, and the Okura is so nice. The first time I went there, I saw the very beautiful surrounding of the hotel, and so, which is not the standard place for a hacker con, but I like it.
Well, that's sort of in the spirit, right? Not do the standard thing.
It has some Michelin stairs, and it has a very nice French restaurant, and it has a very nice Japanese restaurant. And they're all Asian, so Kuala Lumpur and Japan mix probably better than the Netherlands.
So you're looking forward to it already, Oki. Okay. Are you going to keep nosy people out again?
I'm doing my best with
because
my team.
There's a lot to be nosy about. I mean, there's well, let's start with that. Like the Hack Weekday Turbo Edition. There's the conference. There's the HITB Labs. There's a Capture the Flag. There's a ComSec Village. Hack in the Box SIGINT.
Don't forget all our talks.
We have keynote speakers.
Yeah. We have a huge lineup this year.
And then we have Andy Ellis.
Yeah.
And we have Miss Yang.
Have you guys also heard that we have the iPhone Dream Team?
The iPhone Dream Team.
Yeah, which is actually the iPhone Dev Team. Chronic and some other guys just put together, and those guys are really into jailbreaking iPhones and so on, and they're doing a kind of mini conference at Hack in the Box itself.
Okay, so about jailbreaking the iPhone. So that's one challenge. I mean, but I mentioned it, the Hack Weekday Turbo Edition. Of course, Hack Weekday was first debuted in Malaysia, I think, the Hack in the Box Malaysia conference. This time it's about browsers and security and extensions, right?
Yes, that's right. You can submit your own idea, what you would like to develop, and you can work together with the best coders in the world who are available on the conference to create very nice projects. And there is even some money to earn, so that's good too.
Yeah, like 1,337 euros, I see. And you've got 12 hours to, well, there's sort of a entry round first, and then you get 12 hours to well, implement your idea. But it's a bit hard for me to grasp this. I mean, is this about owning your browser through extensions, or is it about the reverse, or...?
The idea of Hack Week Day is that we want to give people the chance to create an awesome software project at the conference itself. And on the conference itself, there are a lot of lead programmers walking around, and they can help you out to create this project. And there are some samples about, for example, to create a browser plugin or create a plugins for different software products. But the idea is that you can come up with your own IDE, and you can work together with these lead programmers to get it all happen. And if it's a very nice, serious project, there is a jury, and they can grant you a 1,337 euro amount of money to set up your project even more professional or better way, or just donate it to an open source group or whatever.
That's cool.
Basically the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of browser and extension development, but I think I'm exempted from participation. But
well, since you're also involved slightly with a challenge on Hack in the Box.
yeah, exactly. Hey, but there's the conference, the Quad Track conference. We mentioned that it's got a really I think a focus towards like the hard IT sec, right? It's
We're mainly focusing on IT security, but it's not only about IT security. It's also about physical security, cryptographics, etc. This year we also have a talk, for example, from a guy who cracked the chips on the DVB decoders for satellite televisions and so on. So, which is also very interesting. Which is not very, you know, it's IT, but it's also not IT. So
it's the embedded world. IT is everywhere these days, and this is one of those examples that makes that clear. I mean, everything is, if you're watching television, if you're taking the train, if whatever you do, there's IT involved these days, and it's good that this conference shows that. also that IT is vulnerable.
Yes. And one thing to mention, this year we got a brand new community security village. In the last years we had our hackerspaces villages, but we also had a lot of communities who wanted to get involved with our conference. So we also invited our hackerspaces, but we also have some nice other security projects, like Limesco. Are you familiar with that?
I am slightly familiar with that, yes. you mean the community operated telecom operator that's going to be set up, actually is in the process of being set up in the Netherlands.
Yes, but they are also coming over to promote their project and to show that how it's going to work and how you can get your SIM card, etc. And then we also have Bits of Freedom, and I'm actually very proud that they're over. And they're coming over to promote themselves, of course, and to make...
Which is the Dutch digital rights, online civil rights organization, right? It's under the umbrella of the EDRI, the European organization. It's sort of like the EFF in America also.
Yeah, you can call them like that, the Dutch EFF.
Yeah.
At this ComTech Village, we also have those hackerspaces, and there's going to be a hackerspaces challenge again. Last year we introduced it, and you were part of the jury.
Yes, with the robots. It was absolutely cool.
Yeah, and this year we got something new, and I can't announce it yet, sorry for that. But it's going to be a program challenge again. And we have a very nice sponsor, so there might be a nice prize for it too.
Okay.
But it will be announced, I think, between 1 and 2 weeks now.
Okay, so with Hackerspaces, if they want, they can still sign up and be at the ComSec Village.
Yes, that's right. We still have one or two places left if people really, really, really want to join. And to mention this, all those hackerspaces who are joining, they get 2 free tickets to the conference. And this ComSec area, it's in a public area. So you can just bring in your friends and show around. And all those hackerspaces, they also can get a discount code to have a cheap ticket to the conference, because we're not the cheapest conference in the world. If you compare us, for example, to CCC, we're much more expensive. But it's mainly because we're a different kind of conference, and we do it in a expensive hotel, and we turn the expensive hotel up to a hackerspace and so on.
Yeah, it's different. It's an interesting mix. I mean, in first year, it's 3 years ago. Wait, this is the third one. 2 years ago. I thought a bit, well, how are you going to bring like the IT security industry and the hackerspace community, hacker community, how are you going to bring that together? But the second edition, it worked really well. So I'm looking forward to seeing the third edition, which is probably going to be even better.
It will be better because it's another hotel.
It's, yeah.
It has another internet provider too.
Man, there's a lot going on at Hack in the Box. I mean, we can talk for hours. The Hack in the Box Labs, what's that?
Hack in the Box Labs. Mainly, we got a quad track conference, and track 1 and 2 are the tracks where talks are going to be given, talking about the jailbreak, Bruce Schneier, etc. And then we got the third track, which are the lab sessions, and these lab sessions are 2-hour sessions, mainly hands-on. Mostly, it's starting up with a theory part, about 20 minutes. And afterwards, you're going to do hands-on on your own laptop. In the past, we had lab sessions with Arduino. We had lab sessions about PDF exploits. We had lab sessions about doing a reverse binary. This year, we have one lab session which is going to be about GSM, I thought. And Dieter Stevens is doing also a nice lab session again. And
so he's the PDFX, but that
Dieter is Mr. PDF, you can call him like that. I think we can. But this year he got something new. He got Whitehead shellcode, not for exploits, and I don't know the context yet, but he made something totally new about how you can exploit some security stuff within operating systems and so on. Shellcode to unlock DLLs, and shellcode to enable DEP, shellcode to patch vulnerabilities.
Okay.
So, working with heap sprays and so on. So I think it's really hardcore. But if you know Dieter, he knows his shit, and he knows how to tell it.
He does, hey. And the fourth track, is that then going to be the SIGINT or?
Yeah, SIGINT talks are extended Lightning talks. You know, Lightning talks, mainly 5 minutes talks of a subject you like. And we found out that we have a lot of speakers who want to tell slightly more than that Lightning talk. And we give people a chance about talking about 20 minutes, 25 minutes about their subject. And you can still submit papers for that, by the way.
Ah, cool. So where would they go to submit papers?
Well, if you go to the website conference.hidb.org or .nl, you will find all the information about the ComSec villages and you will find all the information about the conference. If
and,
you got any...
Presumably how to get in and the cost and probably...
That's well, totally right.
If you're smart, you of course hack your way in, sneak in. I mean, if the cost is a bit prohibitive for you, that's...
So, Fish, can I mention a discount code? I have a...
Yeah, well, if people want to have their discount code, let's send me an email, fish at hackerspaces.org, yes, fish at hidb.org, and I can help you out to bring you in contact with or a hackerspace, so you get a fully discounted conference access, or you get a discount code of the company I work for, so...
Hey, cool. So your discount code of your flyer.
On the flyer.
Yeah.
Oh, you can also use that one. That's one of our sponsors. They flyer a lot. Yeah, you can mention it.
It's HDB 2012 and then / tech access and that's it.
Tech access.
Yeah.
Like tech XX or oh, well, people should get the flyer. There's flyers at every hackerspace in the Netherlands, probably.
Almost.
So,
almost.
Hey, we have to move on. I mean, again, a subject we can talk about for hours. One last thing, capture the flag. It's going to be different from last time, where people basically were solving puzzles that had to do with PDFs, for example, and all kinds of onion layered encryption. This time it's more going to be like use the popular term a cyber war.
It's going to be a war out there. We got an attack and defense game this year. It's going to be brand new. The guys are working very hard on it. I heard some very nice stuff about how to hack a bank and so on. Uh-huh. Dr. Wax, our team lead of the CTF, he's working with a very good team on it. And I think we still have one slot open. So okay. If you want to join the CTF, you can join with your team. Go to our website.
It's probably going to be a tough one. I mean, you have to... Also, defend your own servers that you are running, but also attack the others. And at the same time, that's going to be spectacular, maybe.
So, can we join?
Okay, we. You. You do the social engineering and I unplug the computers.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan, yeah. Hey, one last time, the website where people can go to read more, get tickets, and be part of this.
It's conference.hidb.org or hackinthebox.org.
It's okay.
Okay. And on the flyer.
Oh yeah, I have to. Oh, that's what you're pointing. I have a flyer here. That's
hey,
Fish, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. And I will see you there and maybe earlier.
So okay. One last question: is there a dress code, Fish?
For you, there is a dress code.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. That for me is a dress code. I'm the guy who walks around in the suit.
Suits with shirts.
Ah, cool. Hey, we are going for some music again. I have here the Riff Action Family with this song, Not Okay.
Take away. So we okay. Not okay.
Well, I don't know. I think it sounds pretty okay for something that's not okay. I mean, nice and loud and everything. We forgot some conferences, didn't we, Oki?
Oh, yeah, we forgot the after...
No, the pH neutral? Does it still exist?
Yeah, but it's on a different name. It's now it's something with Berlin.
Oh, the Berlin sites. Yeah, that's also going to happen.
But the same people as... But that's invite only, so you have to really, really socialize your way in.
Yeah, yeah. So I did, but I can't make it, unfortunately. So
no, I think I'm gonna have to be to Berlin, or I have to go to see the boss. And
did we mention Sigint? May 18 till 20 in Köln.
I think. Köln? Did Köln? We mention Hack in the Box Amsterdam in 20?
Yes,
May?
Yes, we did. We did. We also mentioned Hexau Green, which is in Luxembourg. I already mentioned this in the mountains over there in Dudelange. Did I pronounce that right, David?
Do the launch.
Sorry?
That's not the most important part anyway.
That's true, but it's a beautiful and nice location. I was there 2 years ago. Tell me a bit, what is Hexau Green? It's not in a hotel, it's in the mountains. And what do we do in the mountains?
Yeah, maybe for another people it's in the mountains, but it's just a hill. Actually, but it's outside. It's an outdoor camp where we camp in tents. Yeah, and for the rest, it's an open conference. It is open for all. It is, as you said, in Dudelange, Luxembourg, in the heart of Europe, as we used to say. And yeah, it's still cozy and small, limited to 140 people. Where some people tickets are already gone, so here we are.
How many?
Around 30 are already gone. Okay. We are 3 months from the event, and we have no schedule out, we have no t-shirt design out, but quite a number of tickets are already.
Well, if you've been there before, like me, you will want to go again, because it's a totally unique atmosphere for ICAM. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's talks, and I actually learned how to program an Arduino in MATLAB. Not a MATLAB, MATLAB. I don't know how it is in English, but apparently that's possible to drive an Angular motor. But there's also talks on... all kinds of software projects, and there's adventures to be had as well, right?
Sorry, I didn't get the last part.
There will be adventures to be had. Like last time, there was a geocaching expedition, I believe.
Sure. We can have that again. We have some interesting workshops this time as well that are not too software hardware related, but I call them health and beauty.
Health and beauty?
Yeah, you discover what they are about.
Okay.
Can't help. But we're having talks about Linux distros, window managers. Quite some talks about Wi-Fi security and radio protocols, all in all. We're having an interesting workshop coming up from Gunstick about retro computing. Maybe some demo programming. We're having some talks as well about open source mapping and music.
Wow.
And stuff like that.
Also, again, really diverse. And you're also still looking people can still send in proposals, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. The call proposal is open until May 15th on our website, hexagreen.lu. So just drop your favorite topic in, and your chances are great that you will select your talk or workshop.
Cool. And on that same site, people can find instructions on how to get a ticket. And that's another thing. It's ridiculously cheap. I don't know how you manage, because we think Luxembourg is a very expensive country, but compared to other conferences, it's well, really affordable.
We were lucky. We got the site for almost for free. In 2010, we had to pay for every night and every people that spend night on there. And this time, we got it for a flat rate. And we also began this year to get the more important sponsors to be able to offer within the price a free breakfast and maybe some free lunches. We don't know yet.
Wow, and
we have
very important. Sorry.
Yeah, we have one other special, which is the certification from the Linux Professional Institute. Where we give up, we give 50% of the usual price. You want to take the exam at our camp? Can do that.
Ah, like the LPI.
And you get 50% of the LPI. Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, and a very important question, will there be grill barbecues again?
Yeah, sure. We have the same barbecue then in 2010. We will have a special barbecue tent, or cooking tent, just for the barbecues.
I really liked it. People were barbecuing until 4 or 5 in the night, and then when you get up at 10, people are still barbecuing, or again, or whatever. It's... Well, that's part of the atmosphere, and at night it's really nice with campfires going on and sitting on the hillside. I mean, yeah, for us, everything that's more than 1 meter above sea level is a mountain, but it's a lovely environment. I can wholeheartedly recommend everyone to go there.
Yeah, not to forget, we have music each night going on, so various DJs and live sets after the talks.
There's no excuse not to go. So everyone that's listening, get over there. And it's limited. At some point, the tickets will be gone. So I would say check it out. Go there. Hexagreen.lu. Well, I think that concludes our today's edition of Dev Random. David, thanks for talking to me. And I will see you soon. Because, we didn't mention. It's July 26th till 29th. And so with that we end this show, not without some music, of course. Okay, do you have any last words for our listeners?
We have a lucky winner. Yeah. his name is Lucky.
And what was the question?
He said the lame question is, what's the sum of pi?
The sum of pi is 42.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. Is it acceptable?
I mean, these are really exclusive hard shirts.
Yeah, so. I think we should give a girly Excel to him because he has this lame question.
The sum of pi. After maybe he can, provide
wash
some
your
proof
car.
Of that. Wash your car.
Your car, not my car.
My car. Nah, that's not. Well, I think we have a winner. I mean, if he takes the time to listen to us and actually interact, then that's enough to give him the shirts. That's an L or an XL?
No, you give him just an L.
An L. And will he be at OM 2013?
No, but you can give him to with Vicarious or the other guys.
Ah, right.
He is from the guys in.
Yeah, the Axspace, the hackerspace in Heerlen.
Near the tax office, in the tax office.
In the no, not anymore. They have a new space. Oh. It's an awesome space. Hey, but time is running out. Okay, thanks again for being with me and providing all the information about the German conferences going on.
No problem.
Did we mention MRMCD? We didn't.
We did.
We did. Okay, well, then we're not going to mention it again.
Or there's only Pornophonique playing over there. There's nothing going on.
Okay, well, that's cool. This was Dev Random on April 12th. It's almost 11 o'clock. Next on this channel.
Did we mention Hack in the Box, Amsterdam?
We did. extensively. No, hey, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Did we mention Torcon?
Torcamp.
Torcamp.
Yeah, we did mention Torcamp, Torcon. They're both happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that would be nice to go to, but, you can't have everything.
Oh, you can go with the guys from... The guys from Hamburg is going to Torcon.
Okay.
Millieways.
Oh, okay. Hey, I've got some final music, by the way. The nice minimal beat that was in the background of all the interviews was... I have that on the script. It's on the ground. Do you have it there?
It's music and goodbye station call.
No.
It's the AK-47 Big Band goodbye.
No. Oh, wait. Now I moved that.
It's the long part.
Where's the... Oh, actually, we missed an item, because...
Clinical Archives is independent blood label from Moscow. No, this one else is not.
No, this is Dub Terminator with Dope Magnets. Yeah, no,
oh,
but
which
the music in the background was...
What's your dubstep EP?
In Memory by Klangkontrole of the Dreespoele EP.
Ach so, of the Festplatte.
Ah, the Festplatte. Genau. This was it for Dev Random tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you in 4 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go. dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal, main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers' places. This air level radio program about hackers' places.